This is an executive summary of 721 exchange eligibility, what property qualifies, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A natural question for owners considering a 721 exchange is, does my property qualify? Eligibility for a 721 exchange has two dimensions that both must be satisfied. First, the tax law dimension. The property must be the kind that can be contributed to a partnership for an interest under Section 721, generally investment or productive use property. Second, the practical dimension, the right must be willing to accept your specific property, which depends on whether it fits the right's portfolio strategy, quality standards, and acquisition criteria. So qualifying means both meeting the tax rules and being a property the right wants. This second dimension is often the binding constraint. Many properties could qualify under the tax rules but aren't ones a given right wants. This guide explains 721 exchange eligibility, what property qualifies, the rights acceptance criteria, property types rights want, debt considerations, and what doesn't qualify or fit. On the tax law dimension, the property contributed in a 721 exchange must be the kind eligible for Section 721 non-recognition, generally. Property contributed to a partnership in exchange for a partnership interest. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.